It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So there's a lot of people out there looking to buy homes, but there aren't a lot of homes for sale. This has been a meme that we've been pursuing for many, many years. Homeowners aren't moving. Why are they not moving? We got to get them to move.
I know. It's affecting my lifestyle. It's actually creating a drag on the economy.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound silly. It's going to be a fewer commission for real estate brokers and extremely competitive market for the first time home buyers.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, Steve, if you think about it, I think I had read someplace that the average real estate transaction creates about $75,000 or more in revenue. So you're paying real estate agents, your title companies, attorneys, all of that turns into, once a home is purchased, there's movers involved, there's painters, there's furniture.
Yeah.
So it is a huge segment of our economy.
It all trickles down to the Home Depot, to all of these places.
Absolutely.
Very good for the economy. Housing is extremely good for the economy. Maybe it's one of the major reasons why the economy is growing still so anemically. Now, you know, back in 2008, when we talked about this in 2006 and 2007 after the real estate crisis or during it, we understood that homes weren't moving because people were underwater.
That's right.
They owed more than their equity, and so they couldn't move.
When they lost their jobs and they were in foreclosure.
Right.
And the tenure of moving was from three and a half years back in 2008. Now it's almost 9 years. So people are staying put. But the reason why they're staying put that we're seeing than what we had seen in the past is primarily because they have no place to move to. Now, if you think about it, if a seller then becomes a buyer.
Yeah.
So if there's no inventory out there, and I see it firsthand, Steve, I'll go and I'll meet with people, they're sellers, they want to sell their home. But when they take a look at what's out there, they're like, yeah, no, I think my house is, I'm going to stay put.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are they looking for? They're looking for more space. I mean, there's got to be an impetus to move.
Yeah, there does. You know, in a lot of cases, you know, if it's somebody that's at their end of their career, they're looking to scale down.
Yeah.
If it's a young family, they're looking for more space. In those scenarios, I find that those that are trying to move up, they're finding it too expensive.
Uh-huh.
What happens when you move up, you're taking on higher taxes, more expenses, and as much as they desire it, they can't afford it, even with the low interest rates. And I think still people are, you know, still have memories of what took place back in, 2006.
I think I have a solution. I just read that a small Italian village in Italy is paying people to come and live there. That's one thing. And I also read recently that, I forget how many castles, but the Italian government is offering Italian castles now for free to anyone that will come in and fix them up and spend the money to make them a tourist destination.
I love it.
That's it. So I don't know if that's buying up, buying down. I'm not really sure, but it is Italy. The food is really, really good. Yeah. All right. So here's the other thing too, is that everywhere I look around in my neighborhood and the area which I live, there's so many rental properties being built. Hundreds and hundreds of units are entering the marketplace, and rents themselves are going up very, very fast. I think there's a time now where the case may be made. It's cheaper to buy than to rent.
Yeah, I'll give you a scenario, Steve. The median rent in the U.S. is about $1,400 a month. Now, if you're able to spend $1,400 a month, that's the equivalent of purchasing of a home of about $290,000.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that the median home value is 196. So if you're buying a house for 290, that's more expensive than the median home. So the rent is really up there.
Yeah, that's a good way of explaining it. When you compare apples to apples, it is definitely cheaper to own than to rent. And yet the demand for rentals is so high. Why do you think that is?
You know, I haven't quite figured it out. I know, and I can only speak what I see in the local marketplace. And I know it's going to sound crazy, but to try to find something to rent, like in a single family home, is very, very tight. Now, I know in our marketplace, there's a lot of new construction for rentals, but those places are very expensive.
They are.
Like ridiculously expensive. $3,000, $5,000 a month. It's really out of control. So to find a single family home for rent and for what you get, it's extremely high.
I guess it comes down to the same point that if a renter is going to buy, who is he going to buy from? There's a lack of sellers.
Right.
So it's this vicious cycle. Something's got to break it. And maybe it's just the demographic shift. As people get older and they want to downsize, maybe they'll move out of their area and move into other areas where there is more availability, and that will somehow free up the capital. Now, 37 of the 50 cities that Zillow analyzed said that renters could buy a home worth more than the median value of the home in the city without spending more on monthly housing, with the exception of San Francisco.
Definitely. It's cheaper to rent than it is to own a house there.
All right, final question. This is from the Real Estate Survival Guide. The question was, when will mortgage rates rise and what happens when they do?
Ah, gosh, I wish I had that crystal ball.
Well, we don't know when, that's for sure.
Let's paint a situation, a scenario. Mm-hmm. So if mortgage rates surge 60 basis points.
That's 0.6%.
Right, 0.6%. In theory, they believe it would lower house prices by 2 to 3%.
Okay.
And this is an estimate, and this is from Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
This estimate thus supports the forecast that national housing prices will continue to rise, but at a slower pace in the next few years.
From my side of the table, watching interest rates daily as I do, the expectations for higher interest rates have been now around for maybe 3 years.
Right.
And they haven't. They did rise from last year after the election, but they're starting to come down again. And I don't think mortgage rates really have moved all of that much.
No, and from my perspective, the way that I see it, if interest rates do rise, more people jump off the fence. And we have so many buyers right now. The demand for housing is so strong.
Yeah.
It's just going to create more demand. So I don't think it'll have that much of an impact in the short run.
Okay, problems we can't solve, but questions we can ask and do our best. My guest is Terry Story. This is our Real Estate Roundup segment. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.